Hi, I'm Issa Kwonga.
And I'm Ryan Hun.
And we co-host Stadio, a football podcast, on the Ringer Podcast Network.
If you like soccer or football, make sure you search for Stadio, a football podcast, on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Welcome to The Hottest Take. My name is Chris Ryan. I'm here with Sean Fennessy, Bill Simmons, and Tyler Parker. And Tyler has the floor.
A footrest should not roll.
I don't understand.
A footrest, an ottoman, it is for me, who is sitting in this chair. It's not for anyone else in the room. Uh-huh. I'm sitting here, so I want my feet here. I don't want it to roll anywhere other than where I am. Uh-huh.
I've never even thought about this. This is actually like, I feel like I just was born. I've never, ever, ever thought about this.
Why are you so mad?
I prize comfort, Sean. Uh-huh. It means a lot to me. And I don't like it whenever I go somewhere and they thought, oh, we really need to be able to make these chairs real. All this furniture needs to be real mobile.
Oh yeah.
How often are you moving your furniture around?
Modular.
It kind of
like,
gets in the room and it just sort of sits there, right? You're not trying to feng shui doesn't happen every day, right? You're not trying to reorganize.
Have you had like an original wound here, like where you came, you were sitting down and someone was like, "That's actually an ottoman that we're going to put over here now."
Were you raised in a home with an ottoman on wheels?
No, I mean, I was raised in a home with recliners and happy about it.
We have lost recliners in our culture.
It makes me sad. I didn't even really know that until I moved up to Chicago. And whenever I would sort of look around, no one had recliners.
The L-shaped
couch. I feel like Chandler
couch.
And Joey killed it.
Oh,
yeah.
The double recliner?
I feel like the view of the double recliner and the idea of reclining with your bros really lost its luster.
I feel like
Friends.
You and I
would love it.
A sixer of Pabst and two recliners.
Remember when I was telling you about Martin Scorsese and Robert Robertson doing cocaine and watching vampire movies together? Those guys would have loved some recliners.
Some recliners?
The recliner has been replaced by the massage chair.
Oh.
And one thing that came and went really fast in the late 80s or early 90s was the futon.
Yeah.
There was a whole futon run that just died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like we've never settled on furniture. Now there's these sofas that have the half backs.
Yeah.
Who fucking likes those?
My wife bought one of those. I'm just
cool.
Fucking dying. Yeah.
Cool. The top five vertebrae on my back are now going in a completely different direction.
My wife bought one where the back cushion just goes halfway down the couch.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any, she probably won't listen to this, so I can
Tyler,
just say
why
it,
do we overthink this?
Yeah.
We just want to be comfortable.
I don't know why anybody would want to sit on a couch and not be able to rest your head against the back very easily. I don't like that. Seems like it should be almost the like you. I want to be able to do that back here for listener. My head is against the back of my chair. That's what I want. If the halfway up the back is just going to at a certain point, I think it's going to start to give me back problems.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we've gone from initially the 70s, 80s was all about comfort with furniture,
lazy boys.
Like recliners, big fat sofas where you kind of sunk into. then 90s became about like expediency, getting stuff on the cheap.
IKEA.
You can get like, yeah, IKEA, right, futons, put this shit together and it's right, as good as, it's less expensive. And now we're in this weird era of like fancier stuff that's not comfortable, that nobody likes and nobody's happy with. And all of these solutions that have not been solved, like what Tyler's mentioning. Like, why not have the footrest in a place that you'd actually be comfortable when you watch TV? Why do we have TVs that get mounted where you have to crane your neck backwards? You know, nobody puts comfort into perspective anymore.
One of the worst feelings in adult life is when you go into another person's house and you sit down on their couch and you're like, oh shit, this is so much more comfortable than what
yeah,
I have.
Right. I'm sinking
into
this thing.
I can't believe the sort of humiliation I experience on a daily basis in my living room and like how I like prostrate myself for style. And this guy's got just like a restoration hardware leather couch and it's fucking awesome.
Well, have you ever gone shopping for old furniture? The older furniture, like
it's
they
amazing,
fucking knew how to do it in the 40s, 50s, 60s.
That's like pure llama.
Those old
in
leather
there,
chairs.
They got like nothing but alpaca in
those.
Oh
my God.
So
and asbestos.
What happened? How did we get here?
The Swedes.
Yeah.
Careful.
Not all
careful.
Them.
Careful.
Listen, the Swedes saved audio and they ruined furniture.
I think, and so ultimately, this is more of a take about the broken nature of modern furniture.
Yeah.
Furniture should be comfortable.
We
that
don't
should be plan A. Is this comfortable?
I do think you should start with that. It's like with how in America, tomatoes, the most important thing for the way they judge them is not taste. It's how long they last on a shelf. Taste should be the first thing. Comfort should be the first thing.
How do you test the taste of a tomato without ruining the tomato?
No, I'm saying based off of like the rules like that the FDA has, that the most important thing is shelf life.
I see.
Not
flavor.
I kind of like my furniture. I feel fine about everything, honestly. You guys need
it's
to chill.
So fucking annoying when you do stuff like this. Everybody here's being vulnerable and you're just like, my life's perfect.
That's definitely not true. But I think road testing furniture is onerous. And I also don't want to sit on a couch in a store that 900,000 other people have sat on.
So you don't sit before you buy something, you don't sit on it?
No, I do, of course, because there's really no other way to experience it before buying it. But okay, here's what I really would want. And maybe this is unrealistic, but that T1000 technology, you know, where everything
liquid
can just like morphs.
Yeah.
That should just be all furniture. Can somebody come up with something?
You should be able to like be like, now I want it to be like a leather couch and now I want it to be like a sectional.
Changeability, morphability.
I think everything was better with the stuff in the 60s and 70s.
You're
we could sit in a comfortable recliner
and
fucking smoke cigarettes. And it was awesome.
Indoors. And
watch my square TV. Yeah.
If you wanted pot, you had to go down to the park.
TV dinner, my Stouffer's French bread pizza, and it was fucking awesome.
Were you an angry 50-year-old man in 1962?
Baseball was on TV and you couldn't change the channel.
you have to get up and walk over and change
it. An old racist guy did play-by-play for 4 hours.
All right.
Oh my God. For Bill, for Tyler, for Sean, I'm Chris. Thanks for listening to The Hottest Take.